Blog Talk Radio.
In other words, from Perfect World Network Radio, with your host, Susan Scher.
In other words.
Hi, this is Susan Scher. Thanks for joining us. This is PWN Radio, Women in the Morning, 21 women-owned shows from 9 to 12, 7 days a week. And this is, this week I have with me Dr. Marilyn Joyce. Hang on a second, let me get myself together. Hi, this week I have with me Dr. Marilyn Joyce. And Dr. Joyce, welcome, Dr. Joyce.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And she is the Vitality Doctor. She's been a registered dietitian. That's the RD after your name, correct?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Is registered dietitian for 40 years, or almost 40 years. Been inspiring audiences around the world as a motivational and inspirational keynote speaker and seminar leader and trainer. It's a television and radio personality on such shows as Doctor to Doctor, Lisa, and Montel Williams and Jenny Jones. She's touched thousands of lives. She's the author of best-selling books, 5 Minutes to Health, and I Can't Believe It's Tofu, which I really got to read. That sounds great. And now her much sought-after book, Instant Energy. And you have energy. It's not spelled out as a word. It's spelled out as an anagram.
An acronym.
Acronym, thank you.
Yeah.
E period, N period, okay. So can you tell me, we'll get to more about you, but can you tell me what that is?
Yes, absolutely, Susan. What happened was that I wrote a book called Instant Energy, and it was just Instant Energy, no acronym.
Right.
And the book was done. And it was all about, you know, five-minute strategies. I'm the master of five-minute healthy strategies.
I love that. I saw that on your website because people think that this is going to take forever.
Right.
And they have to do so much and blah, blah, blah. And when you put it in five-minute segments, it's doable.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, in our world today, it doesn't matter where you live.
We just don't have time
for everything. We're plugged in 24 hours a day with our computers and our cell phones and everything else.
Yeah.
And so people would constantly say, I just don't have time. And, of course, when someone's sick with an illness such as cancer,
well, then
really
the time's there.
Exactly. So it's finding ways that the caregiver or the patient can take care of themselves. And so with the energy, it was one of those epiphanies where I would...
Well, wait a second. I just caught something you said. The patient or the caregiver...
Yeah,
can take care of themselves. We tend to forget about that. Caregivers are giving
all the time.
And they forget to think about themselves. If you don't think about yourself, you're not going to be able to give care very well.
Absolutely.
But putting it in 5 minutes, again, makes it something that even they can do.
So true.
Yeah.
You know, Susan, what most people don't realize is that more caregivers die giving care to the patients than the patients themselves. And
you
never hear that.
I'm not surprised, but I did not know that.
No, most people are not aware of that. And the sad tragedy of it all is if they just knew these strategies, they would be able to take care of themselves.
Because these strategies only take 5 minutes.
5 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
Now, how many a day of these 5 minutes do you have to do?
That's a good question. Well, you know, I summed it up for everybody in my presentations that I did this past week as about an hour a day altogether. You know, it might be an hour and a half depending on how often you eat during the day. But you know, to create a smoothie, 5 minutes. To exercise in the morning, 5 minutes.
Now, the thing about the smoothie, exercise, yes, but the smoothie, you have to have planned in advance.
Yeah.
Because it's 5 minutes if you have all the ingredients there.
Well, that's true.
So
that's
it seems to me that while the patient is sleeping, you, you know, cut the fruit, make out the shopping list.
That's very true.
Okay.
I mean, the key is to be prepared.
Right.
You know, it's a Girl Scout motto, right? Be prepared.
So, Boy Scout. Is that Girl Scout too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. It should be.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, what I teach clients is, you know, for example, I give them shopping lists, and that lets them know this is what you need. These are the absolute necessities every week. These are your staples, and these are, you know, your fresh fruits and vegetables.
Wait, what's the difference between absolute necessities and staples? Oh, staples you keep around.
Yeah, you keep around. And
like,
then there's things
like rice.
Like rice or
lentils.
Or,
yeah, it's not perishable.
It's not perishable, exactly. Okay. And then you've got your essential things that, like fresh fruits and vegetables, that have to be purchased regularly, at least once a week, but preferably two or three times a week.
Yeah, really.
To be really fresh. And so it's just, but it's knowing what to have and then planning ahead, you know, having a week of menus planned ahead. Which actually,
my mom always did that.
Yeah. And well, they shopped according to their menu, right?
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah. But we would put things on the shopping list.
Right.
And, gosh, I can't remember how many times I heard, if you use the last of something, put it
on the
list.
Yeah. I so remember that myself.
Yeah.
I mean, and I did that with my kids, too, you know. It was like, if you're going to finish something, at least let me know so that when I go shopping, I can replace it. Yeah.
Isn't it nice to know that kids really don't change?
They don't. We were the same, I'm sure.
It's only your perspective that changes.
I know. That's right. We become more tolerant, I hope, I think, as we get older, too.
Yes, but not necessarily of that.
Right. Yes.
But what happens is we understand our mothers.
Yes. Yeah, some people say we become our mothers. I hope that's not entirely true.
Entirely.
Part of it, yes, exactly. The maturity aspect was good, yeah.
I wish that I had become the one who makes shopping lists and menus in advance. That would be good.
Well, you know, that wasn't our era, though. I mean, truly,
I
go shopping. Yes, it was, and it was, you know, it was the kind of the era, though. You know, the 50s, 60s, maybe. 70s, but I think really what has happened is people are impulse buyers now because we have so much
You're saying it was the era then that they did that,
right?
And now
exactly.
We don't. Yes.
Now it's like grabbing on the run,
right?
And so one of the strategies that I try to teach people is if you're going to eat on the run, instead of allowing the car to veer into McDonald's, have it veer into a grocery store instead.
Get an apple
or get hummus and veggies. You know, you can get veggies washed, cut up, ready to go.
I know. That's the thing. It's easier now to be healthy.
It is.
Of course, it's easier to be unhealthy, too, because there's so many more unhealthy choices. But I remember reading somewhere, I used to publish a health and fitness newsletter. And one of the things that I put in there, because I read it somewhere, is that even children will grab the carrot sticks and celery sticks if they're there, if they're
ready to
eat.
That's right.
You know, put some peanut butter in there for the kids.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what my kids grew up with. They didn't have the junk food available. Now, that doesn't mean they didn't sneak out to McDonald's.
Of course.
You know,
and they should. Come on, they should.
I was not a very tolerant mom when it came to that. But I moved into an area where there was no McDonald's or fast food restaurant.
Oh, you're just mean.
2 weeks after, my kids thought that too from time to time. But 2 weeks after we moved there, we walked across to the mall where there was also a grocery store.
Uh-huh.
And what's the sign say?
McDonald's
soon to be here. 2 weeks later, McDonald's was there. It was like,
well, yeah, but really, if your kids know nothing about McDonald's, they are not going to be able to socialize in school.
That's true. Yeah. I guess that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is, because they had really good food at home,
mm-hmm.
even though they would sneak out and get
McDonald's.
That's
what they like.
That's what they like.
Yes.
And that's the way they eat today.
Yeah.
You know, so the good part was the foundation was formed.
I know. My mother was a very good cook. My father says not when they got married, but by the time I have any memory of it,
yes.
she was a really good cook, and he would say that.
Yes.
I got so spoiled. I'd go to other people's houses for dinner. I didn't like it. I'd get junk food. Well, if it had enough salt or sugar, I'd like it. But generally, I got very spoiled.
Yeah, that's true. And I think
because I was used to good food, so that's what I wanted.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And today, you probably are a far better eater and take better care of yourself than most of your friends, right?
Well, yeah, that's I've been working very hard at that, though. But I was never into junk food like other people are.
Same here.
I mean, it was always a treat for me if I let myself have something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the same here. It doesn't even enter my mind to eat that kind of food. And, I, you know, for me, I actually am from a place called Ochtermochty in Scotland. I'm a Scots girl. And so I lived with my grandfather.
By the way, for those of you who don't know what she said the name of her city, and I'm a Scotch girl.
Yeah, right. I know, I often say in my event, at events, do you ken what I'm saying? People look at me like, what does that mean?
Again, translation, ken means no.
That's right, do you know? But growing up with my grandparents was, it created a very strong foundation because they grew all of their own food.
Oh, that is so good.
It was amazing. I mean, they had huge acreage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they rotated the crops. My grandfather was an avid organic farmer.
Great.
So that was the foundation. And even though we got away from that when we emigrated to Canada at the same time, I had that foundation. So I didn't hate vegetables.
Well, that's the thing. I remember when I was, I don't know, I guess maybe 8 or 9, my dad took us to, there's three of us, took the three of us, well, four now, but he wasn't there then, so we don't count him.
Right.
the three of us to this couple's home, and they had a huge garden, not acres, but
right.
Huge garden. And that's when I discovered, when we all discovered, we didn't hate vegetables. We just hated them cooked.
Right. Yes. And, you know, that is so interesting that you say that, because that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember when my brother and I would grab the peas off the truck,
yeah.
You know, in the pot, and we would sit, and we stole them, of course, you know, we were stealing them off the truck. But we would sit and pod and eat those peas right out of
yeah.
the pod. We didn't want them cooked. We wanted them right out of the pod.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the World Health Organization says the healthiest cultures in the world eat 9 to 13 servings
yeah.
of fresh, raw, picked at the peak of ripened fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. Now, being realistic in our society right.
right
now, if you live in the suburbs of the city, you can't do that.
No, that's true.
But you can get as close to it as you can.
You look for organic first.
Farmers markets
are
popping
great.
Up. And a lot of times they can't say they're organic
that's
because
right.
there are very strict guidelines, but they don't use chemicals and things like that.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
The thing is to get to know the people that are
mm-hmm.
vending at the,
yeah.
whoever the vendors are, get to know them personally.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, do not ask them the first question out of your mouth, is it organic?
Yeah.
Instead, build a relationship with them. And as they get to know you, they'll know that that's what you want, and they will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been the case for me. The vendors will say to me, hey, Marilyn, this is organic.
Now,
this is not.
Can you say, do you use chemicals on them?
You can, but I would first of all build the relationship. I found
okay.
that I get a lot more
okay.
information, really good information, when I've actually built the relationship with people.
Yeah, there's a produce vendor at one I go to that knows what I want.
Exactly.
And he'll
exactly.
say, no, go get take this
yeah.
instead.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, even within a grocery store,
uh-huh.
now there I'm a little more poignant in my questions, but, you know, I would go to the manager, the produce
yeah.
manager, and I'd say, you know, if you had more organic fruits and vegetables, I'd shop here more often,
mm-hmm.
and I would send more people here. And I remember the Ralphs in L.A., they never had organic. And one day...
Nobody here has heard of those.
Ralph, okay.
But yeah.
Ralphs is like...
And Albertsons.
Yeah, Ralph's and Albert.
And Vons.
And Vons.
Yes,
yeah.
Don't have them here. Okay, so
oh,
go ahead.
Okay. Well, those are like
here
the you have Safeway.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so it's equivalent to Safeway
mm-hmm.
or something
Giant.
Like that. Yeah, or Giant. Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And those are stores that typically didn't have organic produce.
Didn't. But
they do now.
Yes.
I know. I was at a Giant store just a few
mm-hmm.
days ago. They had organic.
And they have a big sign saying, you know, so you
that's
know.
That's right. You know it's the organic.
And they have a section of packaged goods that are healthy.
Yes.
Relatively
right.
speaking.
Yep.
Pardon
exactly.
me. Yeah. People are demanding it.
They are. People are starting to say, hey, you know, we've got cancer all around us, heart disease all around us, you know, and it's growing, and younger people are developing cancer. So it's now time to take responsibility.
So is it that awareness that's getting them to do it, or is it because it's the in thing now?
Well, it's a combination, I think, Susan, where there's an understanding that we need to make some changes, because cancer, for
mm-hmm.
one thing, has been the number one killer for the past 2 years. And in fact,
mm.
cancer was...
Worldwide or nationally?
Nationally.
Okay.
You know, North America in general,
mm-hmm.
Canada, the U.S.
Worldwide, it's probably
yeah,
starvation.
So, right, exactly. So, well, actually, cancer does kill in the third world countries, but it's infection-based cancers. Cancers that are.
I did not know that existed.
Yeah, there are infection days. But here in North America, there are cancers that are related to diet and lifestyle. In fact, the American Cancer Society says 65% of the cancers today that we experience are the result of diet and lifestyle. So, and I think it's higher.
It would make sense because there isn't always a direct correlation.
Right, exactly. But if you look at breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, and lung cancer,
mm-hmm.
which are the top cancers
mm-hmm.
in North America, they're all
well, colon cancer is going to definitely be
diet and lifestyle.
In most
oh,
cases,
yeah.
Not always. I know a guy who never smokes, was never around people who smoked, and got lung cancer. You know, it can happen,
yeah.
unfortunately.
And there's our environmental factors, too, that we don't take into consideration.
Which may have been how he got
yeah.
it. Yeah.
I mean, if you live in a big city, you've got environmental factors
mm-hmm.
that didn't exist, say, for example, when my grandparents were young.
Right.
They didn't have a car. You know, they didn't,
right.
they didn't drive. They lived in an area where it was clean, you know,
yeah.
air, et cetera. Yeah.
yeah.
And good water. We're not quite the same culture now.
No, we're not. There are things you can do. I have a water distiller.
Okay.
It's not like water coming straight out of the earth, but at least it gets rid of the stuff you don't want.
That's true. Now, the only problem with distilled water
mm-hmm.
is that it's virtually dead water. So
yeah, but at least it's not unhealthy.
Now, do you add any minerals back to the water?
I put in fact, that's what I'm drinking now, an electrolyte drink.
Okay.
And I don't absorb water if I don't drink them, so I've checked it out really carefully. And this one, it's not like Gatorade. Oh, boy, I shouldn't say that. But
it's not like those commercial ones
right,
out
right.
there that's loaded with sugar and a bunch
and,
of
and salt, yeah. Yeah,
yeah sugar and
yeah,
salt,
because
exactly.
what people don't understand is you don't just need the electrolytes. You need them in the proper balance.
That's right, exactly.
And this one has them in the proper balance. And so I put that in about half the water I drink.
Okay, because what I've done is I actually have a complete filtration system in
mm-hmm.
my home so that it removes all of the negative chemicals,
mm-hmm.
And then basically I have live water that's alkaline,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that's how I handle it, and, you know, my diet's extremely good, so
mm-hmm.
I'm
yeah.
getting a lot of minerals from that, yeah.
Now, I have heard that magnets, there are some magnetic systems you can get that will not, they'll filter the water, they won't distill it, but they'll also rearrange stuff in there so that the water is alive.
Yes. I don't know a lot about those systems, but I know that they do exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and one of the things that was most interesting, though, was you've heard of the whole concept of blessing the water or
yes.
putting the water in bottles,
mm-hmm.
and there's actually several restaurants. One of them, I think the first one was in Berkeley, California.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, where else would
it really
start? You know, but it's I think it's called Cafe Gratitude, if I'm not mistaken. But they actually have bottles.
Now
of water.
That I would expect in San Diego, but San Francisco too, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if there is one in San Diego, but there is one in LA now.
San Diego is the self-help capital of the country, probably of the world.
Yes.
Anything you've got going on, there is a support group for it.
Oh, yes. I know that is true.
Yeah.
I'm an hour north mm-hmm. of San Diego, and I'm actually heading there to speak after this, after I leave the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And I will grant you that is true. I mean, there's so many things going on there that you would never be at a loss to attend something that's to do with self-help,
yeah.
especially meditation and all prayer and those kinds of things.
Yeah, and the thing is, in San Diego, and I would imagine in San Francisco, but I don't know this, things like that are a lifestyle that is much more common than in other places. Now, part
yeah.
of the reason is it's easier. The weather's always
yes.
nice.
Yes.
There are more farmers markets.
Absolutely.
Everybody is out riding their bike or running.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
that is true.
So it's easy to do.
Or walking. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
where I live. There's huge acreage of fields, you know,
mm-hmm.
fields, mountains, et cetera. And I have a habit of walking an hour a day,
mm-hmm.
personally. It's meditation and walking. But I'll run into a ton of people walking and running through those fields.
My brother and sister-in-law lost a combined total of, it has to be over 100 pounds, by walking.
Yeah.
I mean, they change your diet a little, and now it's a lot different.
Yeah.
And they work out, too. But that's how it started.
Oh, yeah. Walking. You know, when you start doing one healthy thing,
mm-hmm.
it's interesting because then you're inspired to do something
yeah.
else. And maybe you're talking to someone and they say, well, did you try this? And
mm-hmm.
so you add that in. And
yeah.
It's true. And
by the way, I like the way you said that. You'll say, like, did you try this? Because what I really have a lot of trouble being tolerant of is people saying, you should do this, when you don't know yet whether or not I do.
Exactly. I agree with you totally.
I had a guy tell me once after looking at my cholesterol, I just had a blood test, that I had to cut down on red meat. I said, I don't eat any red meat. He said, well, then you've got to work out more. I said, I work out 20 hours a week. And he said, well, you're doing something wrong because your cholesterol is too high. And for some reason that nobody knows, because it's not in my family history, it's not high, but it's borderline.
Right.
But don't tell me what to do if you don't know what I am
Absolutely.
Doing.
Absolutely. You've got to talk to the person and ask them questions.
And people, new converts, are particularly guilty of this, because they're so excited. They found this wonderful thing that works. So when you find something that works, show people, don't tell them.
I agree. I totally agree. I mean, there's nothing that will turn somebody off faster than saying, you should do this,
yeah.
or you.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you doing that, without
mm-hmm.
ever knowing whether the person is doing it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you totally. I mean, people say that to me, too, and it's like, you know, I meditate regularly, I walk
mm-hmm.
regularly, I exercise every day, you know, I have
mm-hmm.
a system. That's what the whole energy system acronym is about.
Yeah, well, I was going to get back to that in a second.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just mentioned that because we're trying to get people to be more
yeah.
aware of this. And so when you are and you find it works, just live it.
Live it.
Don't
be an example.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Be a mentor.
Yeah. I have converted people to health food not because I tried, but because they like what I eat.
Exactly. You know, it's so funny when you say that, Susan, because a lot of times people will come to my home and I'll say, help yourself, and they'll open the fridge. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, it's salt, salad, six things,
right.
and vegetables and fruit. And they'll say, you've got a fridge full of food and nothing to eat. So I say to them, you know what, give me 5 minutes and I'll give you something to eat. People always say, I want the recipe. Always. You know, and initially it was like, you've got nothing. Yeah.
Okay, but this is Women in the Morning, in other words, with Susan Scher and my guest, Dr. Marilyn Joyce. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 949-272-9483. Okay, now I want to go back now to the acronym.
The acronym, yes. What happened was on the book was done. It went to the publisher, you know, the script and
mm-hmm.
of the book. So I went to sleep and woke up 2 hours later with this epiphany that energy is the acronym for what I teach. And the first thing is exhale first. The E was exhale first. And my assistant at the time, Lori, used to come in stressed out every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her husband had had a stroke and
mm-hmm.
life was challenging. And as soon as she'd walk in, she'd look at me and she knew what was going to come out of my mouth. She'd go, I know, exhale first.
Yeah.
Because you can't fully inhale until you
exactly.
fully exhale.
Yeah, people think that inhaling is the thing because that has the nutrients you want. But you've got to get rid of the junk first.
Got to get rid of the junk first so you completely exhale first. And people feel it. I'll experiment with the audience
mm-hmm.
and have them just inhale deeply and exhale. And then I'll say, okay, now we're going to do it differently, and I want you to check the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And then they blow it all out and then breathe in, and they can feel the difference. One,
mm-hmm.
you can breathe in. Huge amount.
Well, yes, and not only that, when you do it that way, I know this because I teach speaking and singing.
Right.
When you exhale first and then inhale, you breathe the right way. Most people breathe from their chest when they're thinking about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you tell somebody to take a deep breath, their shoulders will go up, and they have cut off half their air supply air capacity. And when you push all the air out first, your body just pulls the air in the way it is designed to do.
Exactly.
Okay,
absolutely.
So exhale first. What's X?
So then you can, so after you've learned to breathe, because
mm-hmm.
exhale first is based on breathing, and you can't live without breath, the next part is
that
the
is true.
N, which is nutrition.
Okay.
And we teach a foundation of whole food nutrition.
Where did I get X? I don't know. Exhale, that's where I got
N is the nutrition excellence daily. And I always like to make a joke because when do most people do it? Monday or New Year's Day, right? You know, it's like, I'm going to start then. So I say it's every day. It's not one day a week or one day a year.
But you know what? Most heart attacks are on Monday.
And they happen around the holiday season, too.
I didn't know.
Thanksgiving is the worst. And then Christmas is the next. And New Year's Day is the next. And Mondays are the most frequent.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's most are on Monday. I think it's just that that's the day that...
When they occur.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you combine all the other days, it might come to more than Monday, but...
Right, right.
But that's the day that it has the highest percentage.
Well, think about, when you think about what people do on the weekends, it's like they're rushing around all week doing their thing. If they eat well, they eat good. You know, if they're eating a healthy diet, that's when they would do it. The weekend comes, party time.
Yeah.
You know, or at least that's when they have their treats, you know, the big bowl of ice cream or the big steak that they do on the barbecue, right?
Right,
So they're getting all those high-fat, high-cholesterol foods.
Makes sense. There's another reason, though. They're going back to work.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And most people don't love their job.
That's right. Absolutely.
And that's going to steal energy from you real fast.
Do you know, Susan, on that note, years ago when I was diagnosed with cancer, I was working at a job I hated. I hated every single day. And I wasn't working 5 days a week. I was working a lot more than that because my job as an administrative dietitian was to actually go into hospitals and nursing homes and create all the policy and procedure manuals and then train the staff. Absolutely not work I liked. So
You don't like the admin part of it.
I hated the admin part.
And that's exactly what you were doing.
And that's exactly what I was doing. I'm more of a people person. And so when I was diagnosed with cancer, the first thing I realized was I will never, if I survive this, I will never do a job I hate ever again. And I know that
it will
stress.
Kill. It will
it
kill.
Does. It creates, you've got chronic stress going on. Stress results in proliferation of free radicals. Those free radicals lead to the breakdown of your healthy cells.
Well,
and you get sick.
Yeah, but remember in our parents' generation, it was the actuarial tables would always tell you that women live longer. Because they don't, I mean, there's a lot of reasons, but one of them is they didn't have to go to a job they hated
every day. Exactly.
Okay, so let's get back to nutrition.
Yep, and the Nutrition Foundation, and that includes water. You know, we talk a lot about the necessity for water for all of our metabolic functions. And then we get to the second E, which is exercise for cellular rejuvenation. And, of course, my exercise strategy, other than walking, is the rebounder, the mini trampoline.
That's interesting. I cannot use the traditional rebounder. My shoulders, the upper traps, get so tight.
Wow.
And I figured out why. It's because you go to the top, like you are at the top of the arc, and then you immediately slam down to the bottom, and then you hit the bottom and immediately just slam up the top. The muscles don't get a chance to gradually get into or out of. That's why there's this thing called a cellusizer. It's designed a little bit differently. You have to know what to look for, but it does accelerate and decelerate at the top and the bottom, and I use that one a lot.
The cellusizer is excellent. And David, who created that,
Dave Hall.
He created that. But he had also worked with the Rebound Air, which functions the same way.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're right. When it comes to people say to me, "Well, I got," I won't mention any other brands because I know I could get myself in trouble. But there are some other brands out there, and anything that you buy in a department store,
they don't buy.
Do not buy. Yes. They are the worst made materials. They are actually harmful. So yes. It's really important to have a good one.
Buy it at a sporting goods supply place or something like that.
Or go online and get one of the better ones. You get what you pay for. You really do. When it comes to a rebounder, you get.
Yeah.
I've had my rebounder for 20 years, and it's still as good as new.
I've had my cellusizer that long.
Yeah.
And the thing is, will you talk about why you use BB Bounce?
Well, the most important reason that I used it was, and I, you know, I teach people the baby bounce first to get their body used to it. But the most important reason is because it detoxes the lymphatic system.
I did not know that.
Yes. And NASA's done a massive amount of research on it. I actually met George Nissen, who invented the trampoline, which all of the rebounders are based on. And it was patented in 1939.
Yeah.
George really focused on research.
Me too.
I love
trampolines. They are
fun. They are fun and good for you.
When I was a kid, we had this place that you would go to. They rented time on a trampoline.
Yep.
And I don't think they can do that anymore because of insurance things. But my gosh, the trampoline was ground level.
Absolutely. And, I mean, if they put a good netting around it, it's as safe as anything else out there. In fact, more safe.
Yeah.
And kids love it.
Yeah.
What do kids most often do? They bounce on the bed or they bounce on the couch?
They jump up and down. That's the way they dance when they're very little. They jump up and down.
I think instinctively they know that this is what their body needs.
Yeah.
And as we get older, we stop doing this kind of thing. And it's so critical to our overall health.
Mm-hmm.
So what NASA found was that it detoxes the lymphatic system. And here's the thing. Our cardiovascular system has a pump. It's called the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Our respiratory system has a pump. It's called the lungs.
Uh-huh.
But
I've heard of those.
Yeah, exactly. But so when it comes to our lymphatic system, we're the pump.
That is true. There is no pump. It's the muscles.
Exactly.
That squeezing the lymph glands and
exactly,
glands.
Yeah. And what is it that's affected most seriously when you have cancer?
Your lymph glands.
Your lymph glands.
Yeah.
And most people go and have them removed when in fact, and the lymphatic system is actually the sewer system of our body.
The sewer system.
The sewer system of our body.
See,
so
it's the liver.
All the way. Well, the liver is a part of that, but the lymph system itself is where all the junk goes to then be filtered out.
I didn't know that. I just thought it was where the antibodies came from.
They come from there as well. I mean, when you think about what the lymphatic system provides, you know, its purpose and what it provides, and we don't take care of it. We just
don't think we know how.
We don't know how. You see, in the old days, people ran or walked or jumped a lot, and jumping is the other form.
Right.
But the rhythmic movement, the rhythmic anti-gravitational pull, is what NASA discovered really benefits us. Now, the other thing, too, is that NASA discovered that bone density, this is from, you know, astronauts going out into space, they come back, their bone density was very seriously diminished.
Right.
And
because,
in just a few weeks on the rebounder, that was completely rebounded.
I remember that now, but I had forgotten it. So I got to start spending more time on mine because I am very high risk for osteoporosis.
7 minutes, 5 to 7 minutes is all you need.
Well, I did cure heal a hip issue that I had had for months. It was so I couldn't even really walk comfortably anymore, and my job demanded it.
Right.
And I started doing the baby bouncing. This is where your feet don't even leave the fabric.
Exactly.
And I would do that for 10 minutes a day, and then I got to where I could jump a little bit. And it wasn't more than a month before I could jump as high as I wanted, and
absolutely,
I had no problems.
Absolutely. And you have to start slow. I mean, most people, I've had people who didn't listen to me when I said start with a minute a day and then build up to two and then three and four. And they would start with 20 minutes and then call me up and say, I can't walk today. I said, well, how long did you spend on the rebound? 20 minutes. That might be a good reason.
I don't spend that much time on it.
You don't need to spend that much time on it. You know, it gives you, NASA has stated that 5 to 7 minutes on a rebounder is equivalent to 35 to 45 minutes of running or walking.
As far as
cardiovascular and muscle tone.
And bone.
And bone density, yes. And the one thing that I would recommend people do, and this is what I loved about Rebound Air, is that, and probably Cellucizer does it as well, where they actually provide you with a kit that includes the strap-on wrist weight.
You can get those.
Yes. That's what I recommend. I mean, I do that when I go walking.
And you can get a balance bar.
Yes, you can get
it. That attaches, and you can hold on to it
exactly
as you jump if you have any concerns.
And there's so many good, great exercises that you can do with that bar. That's good to have it even if you don't have a balance problem. You know, it's really...
I may have to get it.
It's wonderful.
Okay.
It's so much fun. I learned that from Dave, too, by the way.
I
balance bar.
That I didn't hear that, but I haven't seen him in like 20 years.
Yeah, and he didn't know. He learned it from clients who said, oh, yeah, I do this unique exercise, twisting from side to side.
Wow.
I need the balance bar to do it. And he gave us all these new forms of exercises. Yeah, it was
Talk
great.
About listening to your customers.
I know, yeah.
Okay, so we get off on tangents so easily. So we have energy, exhale
first,
nutrition
excellence daily, exercise for cellular rejuvenation.
That's all we've gotten to.
Okay. we're getting there.
Okay.
And then the next part is the R, which is rest, rejuvenate. Rest, relax, rejuvenate. And
yes.
In our culture, you know, I can get my clients to comply with everything else, but when I say to them, so how did you do with the 5-minute segment of rest and relaxation? And they'll say, Marilyn, I didn't get to it. I have no time to take time out. And my theory is take 5 now to save 5 later because...
And no, to save 20 later.
Well, yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things where had I taken 5 minutes out every day
mm-hmm.
to just be still and relax, I don't think I would have spent 5 years going through a cancer journey.
Okay, so and we are going to talk about that if we don't continue to get distracted.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
But, you know, the key is... Whatever, however it works, take 5 minutes now
mm-hmm.
to save whatever, 5 minutes, 5 years. You've got to take, I mean, five years, 20 years, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to take the time out. The body needs time to rejuvenate.
Yes. And I want to say this, too. If you are doing very heavy resistance, anything that strongly builds the muscles,
right.
Weightlifting is the most common one. People have this idea that you get stronger by exercising. No, you get stronger by resting and recovering after exercise.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, because the muscle gets torn, little tiny micro tears.
Yep.
And the body goes, oh, well, obviously we need more strength here. And so when it heals stronger.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So rest is essential. Okay.
It
so.
Is.
Our,
and then we get to G, and that is gratitude attitude.
Okay.
And I learned this from Dr. Bernie Siegel, because at mm-hmm. the lowest point of my cancer journey,
mm-hmm.
I had actually gotten to the point where I couldn't eat or drink anything. I was 88 pounds in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I remember reading that. You were sucking ice cubes.
Sucking ice cubes.
Uh-huh.
And so, on this one miracle weekend where
uh-huh.
I learned about ice chips with food in them.
Yeah.
You know, that was the Saturday. But on the Sunday, I had the experience with Dr. Bernie Siegel where he asked me if I'd written a gratitude journal. And I have to tell you...
This is your oncologist.
Well, he wasn't my oncologist per se, but he was an oncologist who was the grandfather of psychoneuroimmunology, which is modern body therapy.
Okay.
And Dr.
Carl... But this is a medical doctor.
Medical doctor.
Okay.
And he's written a lot of books.
Mm-hmm.
And he was... speaking in Toronto,
mm-hmm.
and I was dragged off to hear him, and what he spoke about was gratitude. He spoke a lot about that.
Mm-hmm.
But he asked me if I had done a gratitude journal, and I basically told him he was nuts.
Right.
I said, I've been given a week and a half to
right.
2 weeks to live, and you're telling me to write a gratitude journal?
Yeah.
About what? What
yeah.
should I be grateful for? And he said, what you focus on expands.
That's
now, that
right.
was powerful.
That's right.
So
say that again.
What you focus on expands.
Yeah, I've heard Tony Robbins say it as, if you look at the wall, you will drive into the wall.
Very well, but I like that.
He was talking about being on a track.
Right, right.
And race car. It was
really
an interesting thing. And the guy who was with him, he's going around at these huge, really high speeds. And the teacher in the next seat, he would see him look at the wall and he would grab his head and turn it so that he was looking at, because as
yeah.
Tony said, because he didn't want to die.
Right, exactly.
Forced him to look at the track.
Yes.
And that happened a couple of times, and then he got it. You know, got it into his body.
Right.
His brain had it after the first time.
Yes, right. Exactly.
But, yeah, what you focus on is what you get.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so... by writing in the gratitude journal, the first day that I did it, Susan,
mm-hmm.
I wrote 5 gratitudes and they were all the same. The next month later...
Can you tell us what that was?
Yes, it was... I had basically begged God, or, you know, that to me it's God, I begged God for a sign that if I'm supposed to do this gratitude journal, give me some kind of sign.
Okay.
And it was overcast, cloudy, and miserable in the middle of winter in Toronto, Canada. And if anyone's ever been there in the middle of winter, they know what I'm talking about. The sun came out for about 1 minute. No more.
Okay.
Came through.
Okay, that's a sign.
That was a sign to me. And I wrote, "Dear God, thank you for the sun." And I wrote it 5 times because I couldn't think of anything else. I mean, I was so caught up in my anger and resentment.
But that's important. You kept writing it.
I did, even though
it didn't change.
Well, at the end of a month, ironically, I wrote 137 gratitudes, and they were all different. And I say to people, you know, that was more than 23 years ago, and I'm still here, and my clients call me the vitality doctor.
Yeah.
So something shifted. Something changed, right? And I believe that the gratitude expanded my my ability to be here.
And the thing is, even if it doesn't, it feels better.
It feels a whole lot better. Well, you know, one of the statistics that blew my mind was that if you're angry for 5 minutes, it suppresses your immune system for up to 6 hours.
Wow.
So
what we know from this is don't go outside with a wet head when you're angry.
Right. Very well put. I like that. Yes, exactly. You're going to be in serious trouble then.
Right.
Yes.
So, okay, so that's the
so that's
key,
the G. Gratitude. And then when we come to the why, when I work with any of my clients or patients, we always find strategies that work specifically for them. I mean, everyone's different.
So the why is you.
So the why is you. Your 5 strategies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. You have to learn the concepts, because if you try to follow any one person's way of doing it, it might work for you.
Exactly.
But it might not.
It might not. Yeah. You have to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and a lot of the work that I do with my clients is really getting into who they are, what works for them, what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting them where they're at. Because you can't help anybody adjust without meeting them at where they're at.
Not where you want them to be.
That's right.
Because they won't see you.
No, they won't. They won't see you. They won't hear you.
Yeah.
They won't comply.
Right.
They really won't. I mean, that was, you know, one of the questions I get asked a lot is, you were involved in science and nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
What caused you to go towards psychology? And it was because I couldn't get anyone to listen to me. I couldn't get them to comply.
Huh.
You know, I mean, I would get some people who would, obviously.
Right, yeah, sure.
But the common problem for most therapists is getting people to comply, and they just won't.
So that's why you got the doctorate in psychology?
That's why I went back.
To know how to talk to people.
Exactly, to get to the heart of who they are so that I could meet them where they're at and have much better results.
I've heard it phrased, be aware of the listening that you are speaking into.
That's beautifully said.
I didn't say that. I would give the guy credit, but I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
But it was landmark education.
Yes, landmark education is excellent.
And, but you didn't even know what listening you were speaking into.
I didn't.
That's why you...
Yeah. And, you know, I did come from a background where my mother was mentally ill. She was diagnosed with schizophrenia when I was 6. And so I was trying to find a cure for her. And, the food part was originally the direction for that. And I did what I could with that, but it wasn't the full answer. So there was also that going on for me. You know, I always say that, you know, sometimes we get educated for another reason other than what it ended up being in the long run, right? And so I was trying to heal my mother. She died. But what has happened for me is that I've actually impacted way more lives than just my mother's.
Right.
With the background that I have now.
Yeah. Okay, so we have exhale first.
Exhale first.
Nutrition.
Excellence daily.
And nutrition, excellence daily. Exercise.
For cellular rejuvenation.
For cellular rejuvenation. And N.
Rest, relax.
R. Rest,
relax.
I forgot how to spell energy. Okay, rest, relaxation, and recovery. R. G. Gratitude, attitude.
That's right.
And Y. You.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
where the acronym came from. That's why the book is called that. Okay.
Yes. And when I wrote to the publisher and said, "Hold, stop the presses," the publisher said, "No." And then they got back, and then I sent them immediately what I come up with or what I awakened to.
Uh-huh.
And they got back to me and said, "Okay, now you have to rewrite the entire first part of the book." So I had to go in and change everything to reflect that.
Okay.
But you know what? It was probably the best thing I ever did because kids remember it. Not just the parents, but, and I, you know,
because
I have
the acronym.
Exactly.
They like acronyms, yeah.
They love the acronym, and I have a beautiful, colorful pyramid that one of my patients worked with. She was a graphic artist. She helped me put it together.
Mm-hmm.
And kids look at this, and they keep the parents on track. You know how kids are. They learn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's fascinating. Families will say, yeah, I have no choice. My kids tell me what I have to do.
That's the thing. The kids will put the pressure on.
That's right.
Brad and Andrew are probably going to get married because the kids are putting the pressure
on. That's right. Exactly.
Okay, now I want to talk about your cancer journey, but before that, can you give us one example of a five-minute
absolutely.
Something?
Yeah. Well, apart from the mini trampoline, of course, which is 5 minutes, one of the five-minute strategies for a meal is, I mean, we'll do a drive-through meal, right?
Okay.
Why go to McDonald's when you go to the grocery store? Get hummus.
Mm-hmm.
Get some salsa. Get the bag of veggies already cut.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a meal.
Or even chips, if you want to.
If you want, get the baked chips instead of the fried chips.
Yeah.
Exactly. You could have all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could get whole wheat falafels.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the pita bread, not falafels. Pita bread.
Okay.
Whole wheat pita bread. And you could cut that up and also have that with your veggies and your hummus and your salsa.
Now, how much, I just thought of this because I can't eat pita because I can't eat gluten.
Right.
So I'm assuming that different dietary restrictions are handled in your book.
Absolutely.
Okay, fine.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that I teach people is if you can't eat something with gluten in it, then what you're going to want to do is to look at the corn chips or something of that nature. Even quinoa, you know, that one of my favorite foods and one of the foods my kids grew up on was quinoa. It's a complete protein, and yet it's a grain. And it has no gluten.
Yeah. I can never remember if it's that or amaranth.
Amaranth is the other one.
Oh, that is gluten-free?
Yeah, it's gluten-free.
And what's the one I'm thinking of that is not gluten-free?
The
one that most people don't know about.
Well,
doesn't matter. Okay. So,
that's a good question.
Yes.
I mean, there's the wheat berry. Oh, couscous.
Couscous is wheat.
Yeah, couscous is wheat. But a lot of people don't realize that.
That's
and
true.
And they buy it, and then they have a problem.
And they don't realize. What's the salad? Bulgur. They don't realize
bulgur
salad is
wheat
because it's bulgur wheat.
Exactly, exactly.
Buckwheat is okay for some reason because, see, that's the same word. It's not buckwheat.
That's right.
The others are this kind of wheat. And buckwheat is the whole word. I have no idea why they called it wheat, but
I don't know either.
It's gluten-free. Okay.
That's right. It's gluten-free, and it's delicious.
Okay.
Yeah.
And another five-minute thing is rest.
Yes, another five-minute rest thing, rest situation. I tell people, get a timer.
Mm-hmm.
Get some really great meditation music. I love Stephen Halper and myself. And then just put that on and set your timer for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Put your feet up and do a deep breathing technique, which is breathing into a count of four, holding to a count of four, and releasing to a count of four. And just continue to focus on your breath for 5 minutes until the timer goes off. You're rested, you're relaxed, you've done breathing.
What most people don't realize is that the big thing about meditation is focus. The idea is to focus on one thing to the exclusion of everything else.
Absolutely.
And everybody can breathe.
Everybody
can count to four.
Exactly.
So they're doing a meditation when they think they're just taking a nap and breathing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, could you combine gratitude attitude, like writing things down, with 5 minute rest?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't. I mean, now that said, I do believe that you could go out and lie on the grass and and, you know, thank the universe for the trees, or thank the trees for being there. Thank the birds for being there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of my meditations. I go out walking, though, and it's a walking meditation where I just hug trees and say, I am a product of the 60s and 70s, you know.
And you hope nobody's looking.
And
who wasn't in that era.
Exactly, I mean, I do have this reputation with my neighbors of being the eccentric woman at the end of the row, you know.
Yeah, but that's going to be true even if you don't hug trees.
Absolutely, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But you know, you could do that. But the gratitude journal, that's really something that needs to be separate. And it doesn't have to even be 5 minutes, to be quite honest, Susan. Mm-hmm. You can write five gratitudes. The thing is, write five mm-hmm. at one sitting. If you can do that in 1 or 2 minutes, great. But the most important thing about that is when you do it, it changes your perspective.
Yes.
And in a really bad funk.
Mm-hmm.
I did that last night. You know, I just lost a very dear friend in mm-hmm. a plane crash mm-hmm. this week, just two days ago. And I was in such a funk about it. You know, it was like I'd just seen him on Tuesday, and
uh-huh.
and then it was unbelievable to me.
Well, yeah. It happens that fast, usually.
Exactly.
Your life changes.
Just in an instant.
In an instant, yeah.
And so, I thought, you know, what do I tell my clients to do? Write gratitude. So I
mm-hmm.
wrote the beautiful things that had occurred for me this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me 1 or 2 minutes. I was able to sleep after that. Before that, I couldn't sleep. So, you know, it doesn't have to be a long process. It's just doing it.
Yeah,
shifting
right.
your perspective. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, now since we've been going off on tangents so much, we are running out of time. So I want to give people your website.
Okay. Probably the most active website is transformstressnow.com.
Spelled exactly like it sounds. Transformstressnow.com.
And you know what? I do have another one, and it's kickcancerinthecan.com. For anybody who's had
cancer in the can. Okay. And you can find on these sites your books and everything.
Books, lots of blog posts where I actually,
uh-huh.
you know, obviously with the cancer site, it's
mm-hmm.
all related to cancer, how
mm-hmm.
to prevent it, how to overcome
right.
it. The stress one is how to prevent or overcome stress.
Right.
So there's lots of great blog posts and lots of information.
And they'll be able to get to some other products, and I'm going to touch on that in a second. Now,
and you can get on my mailing list as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm going to do your cancer journey great injustice and summarize it in about 2 minutes.
No problem.
You had what kind of cancer did you have?
I was first diagnosed with melanoma.
And then
uterine cancer. Stage 4.
Yes, and you were 88 pounds. How much do you weigh now?
I weigh about 120.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you were down to 88 pounds,
88 pounds,
and you couldn't even drink anything. Somebody started you, were sucking ice chips, and he gave you cantaloupe ice chips.
That's right.
Frozen cantaloupe.
Yeah, he basically took the fruit and seeds of the cantaloupe
uh-huh.
and put it into this 2-horsepower lawnmower for food
mm-hmm.
called a Vitamix, and then put ice with it and
yes.
then handed it to me.
Right.
And it stayed down.
And then you were able to get more foods and eventually drink
yeah.
meat. And your complete recovery, in as much as you can ever
right.
completely recover from cancer, took how long?
It took about a year
okay.
for me to really feel like I was recovered. But, you know, I still didn't trust it until after 5.
Right. That's what they say. Yeah. But so it took about a year to go from being almost dead,
that's
having
right.
1 week to live is what they
exactly.
told you, to being
fully alive.
And it was at first strictly nutritional. That was the first thing.
Nutrition, and I had a physiotherapist who was actually moving my body because I couldn't, you know,
right.
I needed to get the body moving.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So it was nutrition and the gratitude journal.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that you can read about that online on,
yeah,
on her
online.
Websites. Yeah. It's really fascinating. But I want to talk about Juice Plus.
Yes. Well, that was a product I wished had existed when I was going through my journey.
I'll bet you do.
Yeah. I mean, it's fruits and vegetables in a capsule.
Uh-huh.
It's encapsulated so that and the way it's processed in such a way that it maintains intact the enzymes in a dormant state. You take Juice Plus with water, so you're getting the enzymes plus the thousands and thousands of nutrients. I mean, for example, if you go out and buy a vitamin pill.
But hang on. What I want to say, I don't think most people know this. You lose a lot of the enzymes when you cook food.
Absolutely. The minute that you cook food
yeah.
above 112 degrees, and some foods, it's a little lower, some a little
mm-hmm.
higher, the enzymes are killed.
Right. And that has a lot to do with how much you absorb of the nutrients.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So I just wanted to say that because people didn't know what
right.
what
no,
the value was.
Thanks for adding that, Susan, because that's true. I mean, because of the time thing, I sometimes forget to say some of the things I know I want to say. But yes, exactly. I mean, the enzymes are essential for the metabolic processes
mm-hmm.
in your body. So you have the enzymes. And then, I mean, as I was going to say, if you buy a vitamin pill,
uh-huh.
you might get, if it's a good one, or they call it good, might have 50 or 60 nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to broccoli that has 12,500 nutrients and cauliflower that has 12,000 and a tomato that has 10,000.
But a pill is easier to take. So you have a pill that is food.
Yeah, Jetson fuel, you know? And how many people remember the Jetson?
Yeah.
Yeah, you put your money in, now comes your food in.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. And it's so convenient. I mean, I can go anywhere in the world and know that I have this nutrition with me.
Yeah.
Even if I can't find a place to get a great salad.
And what is it, 5 capsules?
You take four capsules a day. If you're doing, there's actually the original product plus the Vineyard. So I would be taking 6 capsules a day. That's what the research is based on.
Okay.
And it is the most researched nutritional product in the market anywhere.
Okay. But the point is just take something like that because you've got to get the fruits and vegetables.
You've got to get the fruits and vegetables.
The truth is, most of it, I know I simply don't eat enough to eat that many servings
Same
of fruits
here.
And vegetables.
Exactly. And as we get older, we don't want as much. I mean, our bodies just refuse to take in that much food. So, yes, exactly. And, I mean, to have raw food, it does take a while to eat all that raw food.
It takes a long time to get enough calories of raw food, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, it does. So, yeah, it just fits the bill.
Yeah, and you can get that on her website, too. You have the Vineyard, which is just fruits, right?
It's actually the berry blend.
Berry.
The Vineyard
blend.
Oh, yes.
So that's got a lot of the antioxidants.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And the berries and ginger and green tea. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty potent product, actually, yeah.
And then you have the one that's fruits and vegetables.
Yes, and that was the original one. It's 7 fruits, 8 vegetables, and 2 grains. And the grains are rice and oats, so it does not contain anything with gluten.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people think oats do because oatmeal sometimes does, but it's because it's processed with wheat and on that same equipment. That's why kosher oatmeal is usually better because they have had to wash the equipment in between.
I didn't know that.
Yes, yes. So anyway, yes, you can eat oats.
Yeah.
All right. And I want to give the websites again.
Okay. It's transformstressnow.com and kickcancerinthecan.com.
And you can also just Google Dr. Marilyn Joyce. And
yes,
no tricky spellings on that.
No.
It's all just like it sounds. And or Juice Plus.
Yes, and Juice Plus is a, you know, there's a large distributorship of so the website is juiceplus.com, and that's a great place to start for the Juice Plus for sure.
Okay.
And there's lots of information and amazing amounts of research listed there and health professionals getting their opinion on it. Yeah.
Great, yeah. And we know it works because, well, you're alive, basically.
Exactly. And, you know, just to, if anybody's interested in finding out more, I am going to be speaking in June.
That's
City.
What I was forgetting.
Yeah.
Thank you. You
you're
are in Maryland. You're in
I
Columbia,
am.
Maryland right now because you're doing a talk at 7 o'clock.
That's right.
And it's at the Owen Brown Interfaith Center at 7246 Cradle Rock Way. If you know Columbia, you know that's a normal Columbia street name. So it's 7246 Cradle Rock Way, Columbia, Maryland, 21045. It's and then in tomorrow.
Yeah, Westminster tomorrow.
At 7 o'clock, Best Western Conference Center at 451 WMC Drive, which I probably should know what that is, and in Maryland. So, and I want to thank the Hilton. We are in the lobby of the Hilton right now. And I want to thank them for allowing us to broadcast from here. I want to remind everyone that this is Blog Talk Radio, Women in the Morning. And I am Susan Scher with In Other Words. Next week, my guest is going to be That's her name. I love that. And she's a great person. And
I love the name.
Yeah, she's in the biotech industry, I think. I'm pretty sure that.
Wow.
So anyway, this is Susan Scher with In Other Words. My website is inotherwordsgroup.com because inotherwords.com was taken. And thank you so much for joining us, Marilyn. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Susan. This has been fun.
Yeah, it has. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.